ahí entra la majestad. Si yo hago un gesto, y no lo he dicho en público, es el flow of God, Shalom Bishas Mesa. So then we are tele, Bidam Makoso. So that's a price. But it's more precious. But there is a machlei case between the Rashi. There is a machlei case between the Rashi and the other Shemini as to whether it applies to any mako, even if she doesn't know that it's a mako in Mitzvah, or it applies only to a mako in Mitzvah. So this she believes that it only applies to a mako that is Mitzvah. If a woman has a mako inside, she has it also inside, and she knows it's a bleeding also. Now she has a flow. She doesn't know whether the flow is of menstrual origin or it's of maka origin. So, in such a case, if she knows that the ulcer is a bleeding ulcer, she will tell somebody, well, she doesn't have to come. According to Tainsmith, only if she knows that the maka is a maka amitziyadam. But if she doesn't know, not. Now, so the machaber deliberately did not mention here in the Shmaka the Zimok in Telem Vamakoso, the Rechashim Lorei Machastashish, as he said in Sivdalet, he said Rechashim Lorei Machastashish, because in Sivdalet he has referenced to the case of Rechashim Machastashish, Asur Lubayra. So he says, in Shimshu Somot Vesto, on Telem Vyosom Shimvesto, and we say, that it is a menstrual flow, but because that's a period, but not that the Tashmish provoked it. So the male, after she counts I'm the king, so she's developed and tells the Bible. Because in Sivdalet certainly has reference to the case of Ferida Machos Tashmish. Masheikin in Sifrei, he doesn't even have reference to the aloche of Eda Machos Tashmish. It's another aloche in Nishmaka Beisimok in Telem Damakos. According to the Rashbo, it means even if the Mako is not a bleeding Mako, but, and according to the Tetzes and the Sefer HaTomeis, only if we know that the Mako is a bleeding Mako. But it means Mutaras Lebailo. So here, the Mechaber also means that she Mutaras Lebailo. That's why he doesn't conclude with the expression "Rechashkinu Lorei Machos Tashmish," because here it means in the Shmaka Beisimok in Telem Damakoso. So the Meile, that is the Pshat in Mechaber. So when the Ramon says, "Bichol Zeh Nishe Sheish Lameset Kavua," because you can't miss the Shalim Shasves to Damakoso, Avol Pishim Lidag, Lidag Shmakoso Yitzirdam. He doesn't mean that she, as the Shach says, the Ramon means. That's the Shach Shite, but that's not the Ramon Shite. The Ramon means what the Bach says, that she is Muteres, that she is Muteres Ligamre, she doesn't even have to go to Tfilah, she doesn't even have to count Zaynikim. In other words, she doesn't have to count Zaynikim. Why? Because, first of all, she knows she has a maki. She doesn't know what kind of a maki it is, whether it's a bleeding ulcer or not a bleeding ulcer. But she knows she has an ulcer inside. Number two, she has a vessel of water, and she saw, and then she saw down machmastashmish, shalom bishasvesto. So then, on the basis of Slexeke, she returns the Bible, she doesn't even have to count Zayikim. Why? Because, first of all, maybe the aloche is like the shikhe, the kula, the Mordechai. The whole aloche of Reyedam Achmastashmish applies only to a woman who has no Veset Kavua. But if she has a Veset Kavua, so then we always say, Miyochazorim. And then, assuming, but of course, on that shikhe alone, we couldn't lie, even according to Ramon. But assuming that the aloche is not like the Mordechai, maybe the aloche is like the Rashbo. And as long as the Rias Dam took place, Shalom Shasvesto, so then there are a number of Rishayim who agree with the Rashbo. In the case where the Rias Dam was Bishasvesto, then the Rashbo is Yochid. But in the caves where the deer is down, in Shalom Shasves, then the Hashboi is not a Yochid, he's not a Shigas Yochid. So it's a Shrek snake. So maybe she's the Teres of Iron. But the Shach is Chay. But the Shita, the Pashtes of the Roshan of the Ramo indicates that the Ramo is matter her, the Gairo, even without counting Zaynaki. Now, I have one request, and I would appreciate if you tell those who are not at the Shia today. I said that the last Shia will be on Thursday, but I might not be able to give a Shia on Thursday. On the other hand, I don't want, to finish on Chamishos HaBeor. To finish Chamishos HaBeor like this. So because of that, I want to give two shiurim tomorrow. One shiur. So you saw, that in the summertime, I deliberately started late. In the course of the year, many times I started late because I was detained. But reluctantly I started late. In the summertime, not reluctantly, but deliberately, because I wanted to maintain the union. But tomorrow, I would like to give two shiurim, because I might not be able to give a shiur Thursday. So two shiurim, one shiur from 9:30 till 11. And then, after Minche, there will be another shiur. And if some of you cannot make it after Minche, but before Minche, so then, I'll have to find another arrangement, but two shiurim, because I don't want to finish on Chamishos HaBeor Dafki, when according to the Gemara, so the Asmode has to be enhanced to finish it and start the vacation just like that. So the Chol HaPoches with two shiurim. I have a certain chedesh. So tentatively, so there will be two shiurim tomorrow. One shiur at 9:30 till 11, and then after Minchet for a shiur for an hour. All right. So with both shiurim, we should be able to finish Siman Kuf Bezayin with all the taz and the shachs. But you'll have to go over very carefully every taz and every shach in Siman Kuf Bezayin. Very carefully, and especially to spend time on Siftes Vov in the taz. It's not so simple. Siftes Vov. Again here, this Taz has his own shot in the Ramon, and he makes a toisim there, he makes a correction, and the Shach of course is Chayrik, but the Shach is Chayrik on the Taz. And most Poskim, agree with the Shach's shot. The Shach's shot in the Ramon, not with the Taz correction. In other words, the Shaila here, just want as a clue, to make it easier. In other words, the Shaila is, in regard to a woman who was, who saw Gimu Poromi, after every lady, she saw that in Machmas Tashmish, Achakolei, after Leiden, Gimu Poromi. So the Ramo says, the Miralo Sheroa so Gimu Poromi Bibi of Shino Shachalidos, Oiroa so Achakolei, the Gimu Poromi, Ubin Tai Noiroa so, Yeshe Kosu Hoke, Latir Libayo. So what does it mean? Oiroa so Achakolei, the Gimu Poromi. So there are two possible shot in the Ramo. One pshat is Oyroaso Achakol Leide Gimu Poromi Mitzukin, without to be a setter, Bintai. That's one pshat. That's one pshat. And this is how the Shach explains it. This is how the Shach explains it. And then the Taz explains it. Oyroaso Achakol Leide Gimu Poromi doesn't mean Gimu Poromi Mitzukin. But it means, so in other words, the first being. So, in other words, so she saw aha. So in other words, she saw the first being escalated. So she saw down. Then there was the second being. Ahalede, she didn't see any down. Then there was the third lady, third being, Ahalede. So she did see down, and then a fourth. So she didn't see the fourth being. After later she didn't see down. So in other words, the Shaila is in Ramon. We'll go over the Taz and the Shach will see. But so when the Ramon says Yoraso Ahakalede Gimu Pomim, does it mean Ahakalede Gimu Pomim Ritzufim? Or it means not Ritzufim? According to the Taz, it means not Ritzufim. And according to the Shach, it means I mean, this should be a clue, I mean, in order to understand. But you have to spend time, and sift this word in the Taz. Just going over it once is not enough. You have to go over, sift this word in the Taz, in order to understand it, at least three times. All right. So, with both children, we should be able to finish Simcha Kutazayim with all the Taz and the Shabbos. I would like to have a No, the kasha of the Gemara, according to the thesis of Rosh, is, in other words, it's not that, in other words, the Gemara is asking a kasha, in other words, the B'tikya is effective with Bayerovish too. But, the Braise mentions that if she, that after the violation, so she, after she saw down three times with the first husband, so the first husband has to divorce her, and then she marries the second husband, and then the Bdikah Shifaras takes place, the Bdikah Shifaras takes place after she saw down three times with three husbands. So the kasha of the Gemara is Biti Midorch Atzma Bibi Orishenu Bibi Orishenu Esher Baal Shlishi Kipirish Hosom Sheti Asuro Vishamish Bilo Yubdike. In other words, the kasha of the Gemara was, why does the price mention the test of the Shifaras only after she had 3 years with the third husband? The third husband, the implication being that she's allowed to get married to the first husband, and not resort to the Shifaras, and to try out, to try out three times, maybe she should not be allowed even to try out three times in front of. After all, she already had two times a bad experience with two husbands. So maybe she should be obligated to resort to the testing that she fails before she has any beer with the third husband, before she marries the third husband. So the Gemara says, Loikolai, it's going to show me that, in other words, she is allowed to try out the third husband, even though she already had a bad experience with the first one.
And
that suppose she doesn't want to be divorced from the first time, but she wants to try her luck with the Shifaras. After she had 3 years with Dana. So that's like Hamadam.
And
well, in the crazy place here on the cement. So And others, I mean, I don't remember, I mean, there's so many who say that the Ramoshit is not like that. I remember, I mean, the Kresi Klesi and the Yehude. So they say that the Ramoshit is that when he mentions his kules, he means that she's with Tennessee Bible, she doesn't even have to count Zion the key. Alright. But, and why is the Ramon Meikil? Why is the Ramon Meikil? She doesn't even have to count Zion the key. So he's Meikil in three situations. He's Meikil. Alright, I mean, he's Meikil in more than three. But in three situations, he's Meikil when it's controversial. In case of Psalmim, so then there is no machlokes, everybody agrees that he's taking the mark. But he's making in three situations. Situation number one, if the woman has a deset kavua and she is rei damach mastashish, shalom b'shas vesel. So he's making, and according to most poskim, the Ramon means not only that the husband doesn't have to divorce her, she doesn't even have to count. Why? So the pshat and the Ramon is on the basis of Svexel. First of all, there is a possibility that our work is like the Shikasamor. We couldn't rely just on that sheet alone, but it can be Mitzurah in Svexel. Maybe the work is like the Mordechai. That the pshat in the Brahisi, which will basically be Vesta, means that if she has a Veset Kogua and she's real Damach Mastashish, real Damach Mastashish, Shalom Vishas Vesto, so then we are telling him that's working, we are not working. But we cannot rely just on the cheetah because so many Rishayim Machiri can be schooled by the Mordechai. Assuming that Aloha is not like the Mordechai, maybe the Aloha is like the Rashbo. And the Ramo of Bes Yosef and the Ramo, they both took it for granted that according to the Rashbo, so if a woman has a maki, even if she doesn't know whether the maki is a bleeding maki, she knows she has a maki inside. Even though she doesn't know whether it's a bleeding maki or not, so she can be terribly makosa. And furthermore, the Rashbo shita is that even if she has, if she sees dam, bishasves, as long as she is not aware of that hargosha, that is typical of a menstrual flow, let's say of niftach mikir or nizdazel berel, so she can always be tailored in the man. But as far as a real Bishas Vesta Mamish is concerned, so the Ramo is not mitzalifet as a Svexikim, because in regard to a woman who has a Vesta Tavua and she sees Dam, Bishas Vesta, so the Rashbo says, even in that case, so she is still a Bimakosa. Even if she doesn't know whether the maki is a living maki, she's still a makoso. Even if the real dam is bishas vesto. So, but the Rabbi is not making bishas vesto. Only shalom bishas vesto. Why? Because vis-a-vis the situation of a woman who has a vesit kavua and sees dam bishas vesto is concerned, so the shikas arashbo is the shikas yochid. So, mele, the Ramon is not beside that as a sex. It's just your Mashaunke vis-a-vis the situation of a woman who has a vessel to go out. Shaloi Mishas Vestor. So the other Shaloi will agree with the Rashbo that even if she doesn't know that the match is a bleeding market, so still she can be dealing with Makos. So Melele, it's on the basis of Svexel, the first school of the Ramah, that if the woman has a Veset Kavua אין שיזרי דם אך מסתשיש שלא נשאס אסטו so he stay there so then she is with her as a bylaw and according to those Poskim the Rambo Paskins that she doesn't even have to come by the king not the way the Shach assumes in the Rambo the Shach Rambo why? Because we respect it number one maybe the Alochi like the Mordechai then the whole Alochi of Reda Machmastash which doesn't apply to any woman who has a Yveset Kovua then she sees down Shalom Bishasves. So then we say we certainly attribute it to Yochanan. And that Jesus Arajbo, the Rambam doesn't consider the Shitas Yochanan. Even though that we do not find other Shem who explicitly say like the Mordechai, we only find that the Mordechai says that's true, that the whole being of Reda Machmastash which applies only to a woman who doesn't have the rest of the world. But we see that even the Shach, I'm referring to the Shach, the long Shach and Simen Kuf Tevot, where he discusses the Shiva Sariv. So he assumes that the Reb Shita is also like that Mordechai. So in other words, so apparently the Ramor held that the other Rishayim who agree with this school of the Mordechai. But of course, on that alone, he wouldn't rely. But that's one subject. And then, assuming that Allah is not like the Mordechai, that Allah of Reda Machmastashmish applies even to a woman who has a Veset Kavua and sees Da Machmastashmish, Gimu Pomi, Shalom Mishas Vesto, but maybe the Allah is like the Rajbo. Now, according to the Rajbo, the way the Rambam understood, the Bais Yosef and the Rambam understood the Rashba, so the Rashba Shita is that if a woman has a Maki, even though she doesn't know that the Maki is a bleeding Maki, she can always be telling the Makoso. And she doesn't have to count. And furthermore, according to Rashba, even if she has a Riyas Dam, Bishas Vesto, as long as the Riyas Dam is not coupled with that sensation of in this dazzle of a hell or miftach mikeo that is typical of a menstrual flow so she can also be telling makos but the Rambam doesn't pass in the case of a woman who has a vesef kavua and is rei damach mastashmish bishas vesef that he doesn't pass but he could have respects making in that case the answer is if vis-a-vis a woman who has a vesef kavua and sees dam and sees Dan Vishasvesto, even though she has a Maki, so the Rashbo is only a Yochid to say that she can be Taylor Makos. He's only a Yochid. They can Taylor Makos. He's only a Yochid. So he's not Mitzahar with respect seeking. But vis-a-vis a woman who has a Vesel Kavua and sees the Dan, Shalom Vishasvesto, then according to Rambo, the Rashbo is not a Yochid. He's not a Yochid. So the Mele, according to the Ramor, so Teitzi Shita is also like the Rashbo and that, you see. Teitzi says that the Zion is chilek in regard to a woman who has a Veset Kavua and sees Dam Bishas Vesto Mamesh. So then Teitzi says, even though she has a Mak, and even though she knows that the Mak is a very Mak, she can't tell Mak also. But if she sees a Shalom Bishas Vesto, so then Teisus could agree with the Rashbo. So Mela, that's the sense. Alright. Then, the next shot. After pushing the Yeshua Makosha makes it down. Pirish after you waiting it does. Well, she got the Shalom Makosha makes it down. Vichain Yimein Lof Veset Kavua. Now here is the second Kulan Rama, which is very strange. Vichain Yimein Lof Veset Kavua. So, Ava iria do Ashebomen a Moqueia, Ava o Pigiente do Marco Pinoqueia, ele tem o de Marco, e nem o desse Pinoa, é um que lhe dá as bugadas de Marco, só me te dá. That's it, terrific. In other words, that, the Hamor says, the thing the woman does not have a desse Pinoa. And, but she has a Marco. But, and she doesn't know whether the Marco is a good Marco. But she doesn't know whether the dam comes from the rocky or the dam comes from the stock. So then it's dyslexic. Why? Because number one, maybe the dam comes from the rocky. The dam comes, I'm sorry. Number one, maybe the dam comes from this dog. So if it comes from this dog, so, if it comes from this body, so then, and in the apparently, the Ramor has reference to a situation where she knows that there is a maki in the maki. She knows there is a maki in the maki, and so the end. She has a maki in the moke, even though she doesn't know whether the maki is a bleeding maki in the moke, but she knows she has a maki inside the moke. And then she was reading Damach Mastashkish Gulupomi. So the Ramor says she's Mutaras Lebailo. Again, on the basis of Svexveke. Number one, maybe the Damach Mastashkish was because of Milchad's daughter. And in order that the tzvodim should start bleeding, it's not necessary that she should have a real maki. In order that the mocha should bleed, not of menstrual allergen, so then it is necessary she should have an ulcer inside the mocha. But as far as the bleeding of the walls of the vaginal canal are concerned, so even without the maka, sometimes the tissue in the vaginal canal is very raw. And because of the tashmish, so it becomes irritated and it starts bleeding. So even without a mako, it's not, even without a mako, it might result in bleeding. So anyway, in the case where the woman knows she has a mako, she doesn't know whether it's a bleeding mako, but she knows that the mako is inside the mako itself. And then she is really done, machmastashmish. She is really done, machmastashmish. So then, we have a svexveke. What is the svexveke? The svexveke is as follows. Number one, there is a possibility that mishumir chadgodim, that the tashmish is mimayor chadgodim, and it irritates this body of the woman, and the male aid starts bleeding. So, of course, she is not illegal. Assuming that the bleeding did not result from Yochad's body, maybe it emanated from the macro in the mocha. From the macro in the mocha. So, the male aid is flexible. Now, we said yesterday that this Ramor seems to be in conflict with the psak by the Mechaber in Siv Zayin, when Mechaber says in Kol Zman she bedeket v'chol achirin v'azlochim in Mitzas Tzomim ki v'lochim echot mitzvodim yesh mislens shel mako shereis itzat v'kol shkin v'ageshez v'shaz v'dikam ki shenigaz v'tzalamokim ahu ki v'loktas v'shochum v'zlochim in Mageshes Kifbal. So in other words, so we say the Taz asks that this halacha is in conflict with the first pillar of Ramah. So we say no, it's not in conflict with the first pillar of Ramah, because it's true that the Ramah is not Magia, does not make any comments and the halacha by the Mechaber, so that means he agrees. Why doesn't he make any comments? Because the Mechaber says Tam, so the Mechaber has reference even to the case of a woman who does not have a Veset Kavua, who has a Veset Sheni Kavua. So Mele, in such a case, so only if she makes special pikes, She makes it Iker for Muzotim and finds it clean, and then she makes it Iker Muzotim and doesn't find it clean. Then she's Mutaras. Otherwise not, because the Ramo himself is only made killing regard to a woman who has a Vesit Kavua, and she's really done. So then he's matir without any pikes. Masheinke, a woman who has a message in the Kavua, so without the special pikes, one pike in the Chum Mizotim, one pike in the Zotim, so she's not mutaris Mibal. So that was presented. But I said yesterday that the second din in the Ramon, in regard to a woman who has a message in the Kavua, the second one. So he says, in the name of the Rav, who suffered from a damp of Namokim and Nazotim, Talmud and Makim, and Yasvek Seke, that seems to be in conflict with the din of the Mechaber and Zibzayim, because assuming that the reason is why the Ramor was not Magia, did not make any comments on the Mechaber's din in Zibzayim, because he applies the Mechaber's din in Siv Zion to the case of a woman who has a Vesach Eine Kavua, but even so, there is a stira, because the Mechaber is saying in Siv Zion the fact that if the woman does not have a Vesach Kavua, so then she's only Mutaras Nebailo if she makes special bdikes, a bdike b'chol mzokim, a bdike b'zodi, otherwise she's asur, but Rabbo says here, without any bdikes, she's Mutaras. Perhaps we can reconcile the second din in the Ramo with the din in the Mechaber. In other words, with which the Ramo in Siv Zion agrees, because he doesn't make any comments. Because what does the Ramo have reference to? The Ramo has reference to a specific situation. In other words, the woman has a Vesach chain for Gua, and then she knows she has a market. She doesn't know whether it's a living market, but she knows that the market is inside the market. She knows that the market is inside the market. So then there is a section. All right, the kasha by the shachi is in shalach. All right, but let's leave aside the kasha in shalach. Let's say the Ramoshite is the tzvek in shalach. It's also a tzvek. All right, so then. Apart from the time of Mishenecho, it's a real Zvexer. Because there are two possibilities left. One possibility is that the bleeding results from the real Chazodim, not even from the Mako, but the Tashmish irritated his body. So, that's one possibility left. And then, the other possibility is that it emanates from the Mako. Which Mako? The Mako that she has inside, she has inside the market. So it's a real specific, except that it's Mishenach. But apart from that, we have two possibilities of heaven. Masha'ikin here in Siv Zion, the Mechaber says, in Kozman Shibudekis, Bicholachuban Vazdoki, in Meitzis Ksama, King Mokemechot Bitzgod, Yeshvichon Shemimako Shemeisi Tzad, Vikosh in Mageshes Bishaz Piko, Kishemigaz Bitzadamokim Ahu, King of Tzad. So the Mechaber in Siv Zion goes to discuss a case where the woman knows she has a Makim Mokim. She doesn't know where she has it, where she has a Makim. Whether it's in the Mokin or in the Zodi, she only knows that she has some pain. In Mageshet Mishas Diko, Kishimidah, Mishas Amokin, Kedem Yotzas. So, but she doesn't know that she has a Makin in the Mokin. She doesn't know. She only knows that she sees that. And she doesn't know what is the source of that. Whether it's menstruation or it's something else, a maki. What is it? She doesn't know what it is. So here there is no svexveki. What kind of svexveki is it? Over there, when the bleeding resulted from the tashmish. And there is such a possibility. The tashmish irritates the tissue in this body. So there are two possibilities of heter. One is that the bleeding machmas tashmish resulted from the mir chazodi. The mir chazodi, and the other possibility is that it emanated from the ulcer inside the moker. So there is a sex making. But here she doesn't know that she has a mark in the moker. She knows there is something the matter with her. But does she know where she has the mark? Does she know? She only knows that she spots. And then, so Chava says, if she makes special pictures, and she makes a bikin in the whole woods walking and finds it clean, and she makes a bikin and then she pushes the piece of cloth towards the walls of the vaginal canal and finds it with stains of blood, so then it's a raya that it emanates from this body. So it's a raya that she has marking this body. And not mil chazodim, but a marking this body. Because here the Mechaber doesn't mention re'edam achmas tashmish. In Siv Zayin, he doesn't mention re'edam achmas tashmish. In other words, there are more, the Taz assumed that in as much as Siv Zayin is mentioned in Simen Kuf Pezayin, and Simen Kuf Pezayin deals with Re'edam Achmas Tashmish, so maybe Siv Zayin also deals with Re'edam Achmas Tashmish. But that's no hechet. I mean, we find in the Mechaber such things, I mean, that he might discuss in his simen that he is generally dedicated to one Indian, but he'll discuss other Indian too. So true, most of the Sinifim in Sifkut Pezayim deal with Re'edam Achmas Tashmish, but Sif Zayin doesn't deal with Re'edam Achmas Tashmish. He doesn't mention Re'edam Achmas Tashmish. In Kozman, she predicted the Cholachudim, but as Doki in Mitzahs Ksomi, she in the Mokmechot Bizdoki, in other words, the Mechaber is referenced to a case of a woman who spots. She sees down, and she doesn't know why does she see down. So then, so because she's a soul about it. But if she makes a number of pitches in all places, in Chulzotim and finds them clean, and then in this Dodim and doesn't find it clean, so that gives us the conclusion that she has a mark in this body. Not Miochatonim. Miochatonim. You see, there the Rabbah doesn't say mark in this body. Miochatonim. Miochatonim doesn't mean a mark in this body. She has no mark, but certain women. So the tissue is so sensitive that the tashmish irritates it and produces bleeding. So the male over there, we have his legs like it. But in the of what is Siv Zayin does not deal with the case of sex like it. So that's why we have to resolve. Why would the Taz say that it is a stire? Because the Taz assumed that every sieve in Simen Kuf Pezayin deals with the case of Re'edam Achmas Tashmish. In other words, that the spotting is a result of Tashmish, not just spotting. But the Ramor doesn't understand the Mechaber that way. That's the reason as to why the Ramor we did not make any comments on this. Right. Now, let's see the shot. Let's see for this. V'chein inenko beset kovua v'yisofet madam bom namofen lazodim talim abimah kemikir asfek sveik sofet lazodim uinamo kemizum amoke shemo uinamake avo in yodua shebom namoke avo bishish vomako vimoke eimutei abimah kov אימי מובסת תבועה, אלו אם כי נדעז בוודאי שמרקוסו מציע דם. נאו דין זה היציע רב ידע כמי שידוע שרדוע. סיבובוק זה משם, אישו שיש לו מעט, אבי סיבובוק אם נדע סיבובוק מציע דם. אם מרגש לבעת, כמו שאדם בו מנרח, הם פניו. ואם נחילו ניסלו זה מעטו, ואם נדע שבו בנה מעטו תאירו שתאירו במעטו, אבל משס וסטו, אבל כשידע שבו בנה מעטו פניו. אם לא יקרה מישהו שיש לו מעקב ויזמות כמי תגמי או לא, אך כל קוסמאו שנמצאו בגדר אותי, שתהיו לי מעקב, שידע זה מנת מצידם של קסום מלחולות, עד כמו שאירה, וכוס בלת מי שגמש מלבוא, וכוס בחקי וכי, משמע, לא צריך, וכוס בחקי וכי, משמע, מהגוי יש מיימנס, Because without this will be ashamed to say what our tongue is. Vamodacha. Ufiyam is vayti dimash meravachim dichos rashay dure. Imagesh is vats moshad dam dom yorechem tmeyo. Dav mash medavke kishi dash dom yorechem. Dahin minamok. Hol avoche teheiro. So now where is the Ramon? This is the Shami Dure saying. That when she may or she must hold by her, only if she knows that the dam emanates from the mocha. So even though she also knows that the mocha is an ulcer, but since she doesn't know where the ulcer is in the bleeding ulcer, so she can attribute it to the man. Because menstruation is something that definitely results in bleeding. This phenomenon of menstruation. So a woman is likely to bleed as a result of menstruation. But here seems, even though she has an ulcer in the bucket, but she doesn't even know whether it's a bleeding ulcer. So male we cannot be tailored. So this is how the Ramon the Swishadu. Imagish was at the Mahdaki Dash of the Rahe. And then who says that the Shavidur has reference to a woman who has no rest from what? He doesn't mention that he deals with a woman who has a rest chain from what? On the contrary, one could say that the Shavidur deals with a woman who has a rest from what? Because he says, in other words, contrary to the Shiva Sarajbo. But he's dealing with a woman who has a rest from what? Because he distinguishes between the case where she sees the dam, shall we be Shasvesta or Bishasvesta? But the Rabbi assumed that the Shaidure has reference to all women. A woman who has a rest from Ra and who sees dam, Bishas, shall we Bishasvesta? And the woman who has no rest and who sees dam anytime, except that if she has a rest from Ra and she sees dam, Bishasvesta, then we cannot be dealing with Makos. So he says, Why does the Shavidure mention in the Mageshes the Atzmo Shadam Bom Narechem? So then she is asuro not to imply that if she doesn't know where the dam emanates, whether it emanates from the Rechem or it emanates from the Zlodim, so then she stay home. But in order to imply that only when she had a real dam, so then she is asuro if then she's asura. Masherimke, if she only had ksomim, since ksomim is only the rabbonon, so then she's mutaras the bayo, even though she knows that the dam came from the rechem. Say, I will mention why Bukoma Magas Vasil and Murachara, Fuke say to the whole ksomim till Makoso, take the Argos, my Makoso, she's in Sipratromo, Isha Shay Shomakabu is a mock in the Vidas and Makoso in Tiadam. In one, in the decades at the Simoki, who bought a dam, only Mageshes, Kishadam with Marech, at New Kotsumero Taylor Hoki, the Hemo Visibratumo, Simon Sadiway, Sinkin Adarabe, Mukak Rebbe Magros, Mayan Visibratumi Ifre, Dafiroino Mageshes, Kishadam with Marech, El Shebotko Visimoki, Motsadam is Mayo. One aso is that it has no mocha. the Rambam is indicted from Shalidure, so he said the Shalidure doesn't say that. First of all, the Shalidure does not have reference to a woman. Where is the message in Kavua? That's number one. Number two, even in respect to a woman, where is the message in Kavua? And who sees the dam, Shalui Bishas Vesto, so Shalidure is only Mati. If she knows that the market is a living market, but if she doesn't know the market is a living market, so then the Shaviture is not Mati, just because he doesn't know, she doesn't know whether the dam emanates from the Zdonim or the dam emanates from the mother. So this, then yes, not. So the first kasha was, the Shaviture doesn't say it. In other words, the Rabbo himself was Mechadish Devin. And that's not Shalidur. And then he argues from the point of view of Slav. Then the Rabbo explains Devin that he attributes to the Shalidur. So he explains that on the basis of Slav. So he says it's not a Slav. So he says, Risu Kashur Arab. The mice makes me do it. Holy Kalamim, we are doing it. I need it. Kaidabne. No, you make a snake snake power. We should have something a snake snake and we give it all. We give it, in other words, that Mishamecha, it's not a snake snake. Shoot what's up in the Chivas Maramu Blunt, saves him a few dollars. She crosses for a day is a rat. She is a fat pig. Al Khamukadino, we call a high, Mura, Kime, we mash it. Mash it. So, in other words, so it's two separate assorts. Kashis. By the Shachar de Ramon. One is that he argues with Ramon as to whether that's the Pshach in the Shalidur. Oh, that's not the Kashi. So the Ramon understood that the Shalidur has reference to every woman, a woman who has a Vesa Kavua, a woman who has no Vesa Kavua, and that the Shalidur has reference to a woman who knows she has a market, but she doesn't know whether the market is a big market. And the Shach says, no, the Shalidur is reference. So maybe in this city, she knows she has a mark in the market. She knows she has a mark in the market. And she has no mark in this body. But there is a possibility that the Tashish was Maya of this body. Was Maya of this body. So maybe the Rabbi does not consider it as Mishalachot. Because the Agishim who say, like the Aide, and then I think Rabbi Hillel also had the same shit. So, that even the Makar from the Moker itself, so she's an evil. So here, of course, the Ramoshi is that the macro fundamental itself is not there. So since the collateral of the double here, so any doubt that emanates from the Moki is not a, and so even though the Ramo is really capitalized and the old story here, but the collateral law, there is a special heter. There is a special heter for the macro from the Moki. Just as there is a special heter, the collateral, the Damtea is my record with the Damtomi. But Hatiro Sarte Batoro Itarte. So there is special heter. Now, so according to Ramon, we see that the Amishim will say that Damnigo, that the Damako from the Moke is also gone. So the Ramon, she can ease its story because of his special heter. His special heter. So the Mele, the two stages have different material. In other words, if, because actually what is the general definition of Dam? Tamido means Dam that comes from God. Dam from Dam. Not that menstrual bleeding. Even more ovulatory bleeding. So it's all the same. We already discussed it. And if the Torah did not mention special as a cousin, the Dam Teya is Mute Aristotle, then I would say it's something. Why? Because it's Dam from the Moki. But there is a special as a cousin. So the Mako from the Moki should also, on the basis of the general being, the general definition of Damido, so by definition, Damido means Dam from the Moki. Because actually, I'm the Rai Chike. Is very much in consonance with the scientific explanation of menstruation. Because the way scientists explain menstruation, so every menstrual phenomenon is a damako. For a certain time, so bruises develop in the walls of the uterus. So it's a damako like any other damako. But it's a special damako. It's a special damako. It's something that happens naturally every month to a woman. But according, just as according to the writing of Rabbi Nihil, so damako from the Moke is somebody, so even though there are more holes than it's earlier because of his special heter. So in other words, it's not constitutional. Because one possibility of heter is that the dam is not in the dam from the Moke. It has no shyness in the dam. It has no shyness in the dam. So, but, and then, even if we say that it it comes from the Moke, so there is a special matter from the Mako from the Moke. So, in other words, the Mako from the Moke is like Dam Teya. It's a damino that the Torah was the type. But it is really a certain type of a damino, because every menstrual bleeding is a damino. So, in other words, so the definition of damino really means dam from the Moke. But there is a special heter and Dam Teya, and there is a special heter and Damar. Now we saw in the tour that the Ayurved mentions a shite that when Rav Zeri asserted every thing is down, she has to count Zayin Kinyin. So Rav Zeri asserted even the matter from the Moke. The Ramon doesn't pass in that way. Why? Because now Rav Zeri certainly did not assert the matter from the Zohar, but that any doubt from the Moke. If without a special Tzerasachos, without a special Heka, should be considered as one. But there is a special Heka. So we may lay the Ramah holds, it's not considered Mishnah. Alright. In many ways, we can dash a cross of the Tzerah. The Oza Fakishi was the Spurguay, the Zekatri Lemach Mastash, the Tayo in the Mark, the Tayo in the Mark, the Tamitayo of the Celebration Zayin Kim, he did the Hutayo Lamed, came in the Nazara. I would like to ask a favor. So I feel very uncomfortable. So maybe you can close the window and turn on the air conditioner. Usually I can't stand the air conditioning, the noise. So he said, I believe you are from the morte. I hope she is from Marco the morte. And he took the Marco. He made what they said for what? He would kill you guys, but I should have my course of it. See about me. The horse, I hope you should have come west. And in those cases, the real Mahmastashi. The tail of the Marco, the Gamhi tail, the Zoe Christian Zion King, King Yu Tehram, King Yerdasa, Elon King Daz, the Bad, the Shimako Soitsiada, Apopi Shimakesh Sato, Shetam Zeu from Marco So. Even though she doesn't feel that the dam emanates from the market. So as long as she knows that it's a bleeding market, so she can take it for granted that it results from the market. We can be sure she is not this. And what's a dam shall only be shasters. Aber da will die Rehe mach was rasches. Sage, aber wie sie die Gage machen, so wie sie da? Die Schicht, so wie sie mich als Festo, ist am Himmel vor allem, und halt euch ins Feuer, wie kommt ihr hin? So wie sie das da schicht. In Gottgart, und wo sie da, und die sie mal geschieht, sie hat da mit mir in der Wäsche. Denn wie nun, sie geht das machen, so wie sie da, sage, in como que eu vou dizer as taxas em podcast, em WhatsApp, ou que se maquiches, já dá muito uma guerra, de pino a mexerina, se maquosa me dizer dá, sabe que se dá, se der a maquosa, não é que se dá, avrochișe în rochișe atom. Și dam zeu în acost. So what does he say? The Jacques says, now, in other words, that this Awahi, the woman has a present kavua, and then she's really dabach nastashim shalim shasvesto. So then the Rabbo asks that even if she doesn't know whether she the makel is a really makel or not, she's also makel. So he says that's only gabi reis dam mach nastashim. Israel Damach Nastashish. So if she was Mishamish, she would be Shasvesto, so then we are Mitzayim, the sheet of the Mordechai, and she's not a soul of Bible. But suppose she sees Dam Shalom Mishastashish. Shalom Mishastashish. Shalom Mishastashish. So then she is only in the terrace if she knows that the makel is a living makel. But if she doesn't know whether the makel is a living makel, then she's not in the terrace. Now, that's in the Shach she doesn't. Because the Shach said in Sifro, the Shach said, he said that even the Ramon was not makel, but anyway. But that's the Shach she said. That even if a woman has a basic of what? And she is really damach mastashish. Shalom mishasvesto. So there, she is not a soul of Bible. But she has to count on the king. She has to count on the king. Now, so he says, but suppose she knows. That's only, so the Shah says, that's only in the case where she doesn't know that the makel is a living makel. But if she knows that the makel is a living makel, so then she doesn't have to count. Of course, all that the Shach says is only necessary according to Shach, according to the Ramoshite, the way that the Yehude and the Crazy Place understand the Ramosh. So the Ramoshite is that even with Bible she's in there, she doesn't even have to count. If she's really a Dambach Mastashi, and she's a woman who has a basic kavua, and she's really damach nastashim shalom shasvesto. So then she's in terms of Bible, she doesn't even have to count Zion Kim. Again, on the basis of his vexing. So all that is not necessary. But the Shach is that this pulling of being matter of the Bible is only means that she doesn't, the Bible doesn't have to divorce her. So in regard to Isa the Rabbonim of the damach Bible Tony, so in the Bible. Masha'i came to be Materis Levairo without counting Zion Kim, so then she's not Materis unless she knows that the Maki is a Kim Maki. So then the Shach also believed if a woman has a visit for what? And she knows that she has a Maki, a living Maki, and then she sees Gambach Nastashish. She sees that machastashmis, so then she doesn't have to count. She doesn't have to count. Masheike, if she knows. So this is what he says. V'chein mi'ishosheim sholos. U'motz adam sholim shashmis. Ava gavim nirei machastashmis saga avon kishim v'idah shemak asoritzitam. Only we got the Israel of the machastashmis. But we got to be with tennis for Bible without fear, without counting, that we keep the night. These are from the Mordechai, in regard to the Nisa Rabon, of the Yedam HaFastashim from the Rabbi, of which is where, we call what is Shalom Mishastashim. So there, she is not in terrace, if she sees Dam Shalom Mishastashim, so then, she is not in terrace, she is not in terrace without counting Zion Kim. If she doesn't know that the living then the Mach is a big Mach. But suppose she knows that the Mach is a big Mach, then she's with Dennis, even if the Islamic explains Shalomi Shastashnish. And the same thing, even if it explains Shastashnish, and she doesn't even have to count Taiji, because no difference between seeing Dama Shastashnish and seeing Dama Shastashnish, as long as she can tell in the Mach. And she doesn't have to count on the key, so it doesn't make any difference whether she sees the Dhammach Nastashis or she doesn't see the Dhammach Nastashis. We come with the Shalim Nastashis in both parts of the words of Dham, where the Shemagesh is Shadam Nifun Lavech, the Bina Shekhita Shemakosha Mitziyada, he said that she does that, Makosha Mitziyada. After we show you a key, she after she comes in with Makosha. In other words, even according to the Shach, who is Machmir over the Lord Rabbah, according to Rabbah, he doesn't have to mention it. Because she's materialist without counting Zion key anyway, even if she doesn't know that the market is a big market. But the Shach, she believes that she can only rely, she can only be taking the market on the WDSL, but she has to count on the key because that's in regard to the rising. So she cannot be taking the market in regard to the rising. So that's only. If she doesn't know that it's a big market, Mashiach came. If she knows it's a big market, even though she doesn't know whether it comes from the market or not, she doesn't have any conviction where it comes from, whether from the market or from its region. So she can, as long as she knows that she has a big market inside, so she can be doing the market, even according to the shop. But of course, he was mentioned according to Ramah, certainly. King Hach is a thing to what is the Vayah. You feel all the Vayah, the very thing is the Vayah, who is my name. Ramah Hach is the thing to what is the Vayah, who 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 is the Vayah, and Rabbi Yeruchem Amin, they don't say that the Rashbo is making, even in regard to a woman who has a Beset Kavua, and she sees that Bishas Beset, as long as she has a Maki inside. So she can tell me Makoso, even though she's not sure as to whether the market is a green market. Everybody says that that's the Shita of Rashbo. The Shach says, the Rashbo mentioned just one, that there is no distinction between a woman who has a market inside and who has a vessel of work, and she sees she has a biggest down, Bishas Vesto, Shalom Bishas Vesto. So, so all the other machines, they say that the Shastra store, even if the market is a big market, so she cannot be taken in Makosa. That's what they say, says Dr. Zayed. The Moloi came, we have a lot of the Eero. If we are going to assume, as the Rashbo, that a woman who has a market inside, and she has a flow of dam, so she can attribute it to the market, so then it means, even if she has the flow of down the time of a regular period, so then it will mean that a woman who has a matter inside will never become a super Bible, because even if she has a period, so she will always attribute it to the matter. So that's what they say. So once again, excuse me, who's ready? So that's what they say. So all the post assume that according to the Rashbo, so a woman wears a mark, whether she has a Beset Kavua or she doesn't have a Beset Kavua, even if she has a Beset Kavua and she has a flow of dam, Bishas Vesto, and even if she doesn't know whether the market is a green market, she can always attribute it to the market, and she will tell the Bible. So in regard to the kasha of our tesis, the chilayimo, the otu isho sheish lo mako, the sechamoke of the ilo, the terrace of Milo, so the terrace by Rashbo is no, not Lailo. The many times, and usually when a woman has the period, so it's coupled with a certain kind of a sensation of his dazzle over her. So of course, if she has it all down and it's coupled with that sensation, so then she's asur by her. But suppose she has a flow of dam, Shas Vesta. Her Vesta is on the 25th day, and she has a flow of dam on the 25th day, but she doesn't feel that sensation of Mizdazor Gorel, or Niftach Mikero, or Niftach Mikero. So then she does that. It doesn't matter. So according to all the person, except the Shach, the Rajgobo mentions two points. Number one, that even if the woman is not sure as to whether the makor is a bleeding makor or not, so she can deal with the makor. So, number two, that even Bishas Vesta Mamish, she can deal with the makor. So, the Shach says, as far as being sure that the makor is a bleeding makor is concerned, so the Rashi agrees with all the other Mishnah. The Rashi is the only one who said that. And the Rashi is also saying, the fact that the woman knows she has a makor inside doesn't mean anything. Only if she knows she has a bleeding old cell inside. But if she knows she has an old cell inside, she doesn't know whether it's a bleeding old cell or not, doesn't mean anything. So then the Rashbo will be meaning that if a woman has a makor inside, but she doesn't know whether it's a bleeding makor or it's not a bleeding makor, so then she cannot be telling the makor, so even the flow takes place during Shasvesta. Because a makor without the knowledge that it's a bleeding makor is not a lenient circumstance. So we cannot scare the two. But if she knows she's a makor inside, and she knows she's 100% sure that the makor is a bleeding makor, a doctor told her she has a bleeding also inside. So then the sheet of the Rashboi is, if she has a flow, even Bishas Vesta, she can still deal with Makoso as long as she does not feel that sensation that is typical of a menstrual flow. So this is what Rashba says. Now, when you pray, people are not going to make it that way. My God, but not only of the people I shall do, Jesus Maria, the Hebrews in the Bishop, the Hachbishop, the Kamarashbob, the Kiras of Violence, the Hebrews, the Kobaru, the Zomir, the Tita, the Mardishes, Ator, the Adam, the Woman, the Makos, the Zriho, the Tita, the Makos, the Tita, the Abyssion, the Tita, 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 because all the other possibilities, just the Rabbi, the Bach, the priest, everybody, I don't know who agrees with the Shach, but they all say that the Rashbo expresses two colors. Color number one, that even if the woman doesn't know that the market is a really market, so she can still retain the market. Color number two, that even if the flow takes place, which has less than average, and she doesn't know whether the market is a good market, she can still attribute it to the market. When we call the king Shasvesto, or not, when we call the king Shasvesto, in Ramadi, in the tailor, in Makos, what if we Ramadi, Ramadi, if she's a woman who doesn't have a vessel of water? So then the inner baby is relative to a woman who doesn't have a vessel of water. So the inner baby is dead. Like her vesicle. And if you're not going to be come later, who suddenly came to be holding it, when you come to Kimisha's best, or not had to say, when you come to Kimisha's best, you want to be on the day, and you take it back also, you work in with the come later. Now we see something here, which I discussed yesterday. So I said, discussing the Sifchot, that the Shach assumes that anything that the Mechaber mentions the Sinikot B'Zayin, or the Ramon mentions the Sinikot B'Zayin, must have reference to Reda Machdashash. Because if it doesn't have reference to Reda Machdashash, why discuss it in Kut B'Zayin? Let him discuss it in Kut B'Zayin, in any other sense. not to present, to design deals exclusively with the aloha of Veda Mahasajas. That's why now here we have one Veda, but the other, Nisiki Mifoshi, say no, that many alohas in Sukuf Pizayan do not refer exclusively to Veda Mahasajas. For example, Sifei the Bechadar and the Agoy and Ramot in the Shmaka is invoking Tehri Tamakoso. That's not that game in regard to Tehri Tamakas Tashmish. In general, what the Shah's assumption was that anything that is mentioned in Sifei of Desire has reference to Tehri Tamakas Tashmish. Now, he could not say in regard to this hour and Kamor, when he called King Bishas Pesto, or in Ram Yin Ram Yin, in the Tim Makos, or in the King with Kamalim. So he says, Parad had to say Makos Kima now, the Nini in the Kam, the Hain, the Dad, and Shalom the Tash, and Shalom the Shas Tash. This, the, I mean, in the Shachas, you can see that this Dik Ramor is an independent, is independent of the situation of the Dalam Tash. Right, he said, we need to make the foundations I will keep because you need to make the bill because you have to see it. I will need to read the Dama Chastashkish. Pshitin, Pshas Vespo, we hope to convince the Dama Chastashkish. The name of Talina Mimake, the Kovok in Talina Mivesto, the Tzori in Chlema, the Gama Rava, how we call it, Chlema, she may go to college in Lenin. So, this is the only Allah that the Shah admits that the Ramor, even though he mentioned the Sifrei Kuf Pizayin, but it doesn't have reference to the Aloha of Veda Mahasajas. So in Tehri Makoso, the Kehli, with the Tami Leiva, Avo Pishi Dashi Makoso Mitzia Dan, the Kehli with the Tami Leiva, in other words, that in accordance with everybody Shite, except one Rishi, who said the contrary, who is that Rishi Rajba. The Rajba definitely says the counter, and the Rashba Shiki is that if a woman was a vessel of blood, and who says a flow of blood, he shall rest on it. But as long as she does not have the sensation of this dazzle of hell, Niftach Kero, so she will tell us about it. There are two situations where even the Rashba will be made that she's as well, and another situation that where the other Shekhi will be made that she's in Texas. The situation where the Rashba will also be made that she's a Surah is simply the case where a woman sits down and she is coupled with the sensation of this Dazavaros, of course, that it goes without saying that she's a Surah virus, that's in the marriage. And even if she's away, she's a Surah, as long as the flow of time is coupled with that sensation of his daughter, so everybody will agree that she is in the middle. That's the situation where all the shame that I should be made that she's a soul, the body of the eyes. Then there's another situation where all the shame will be made that she is metabolized. That is, even if the woman has less trauma, and if she has the flow of time, and there is a vessel, let's say her vessel of war is there on the 25th day, and she has a flow of dam on the 25th day, but she feels that the dam emanates from the market. She feels, because there is a certain sensation that typifies, I mean, that characterizes a flow from the market. So she knows that. So then, even though she has the flow of dam on the 25th day, but why should she be a soul? She knows that it emanates from the Lord. So anyway, that's the situation where all those Hashem, Achim Kabarash, will be made. This is what he says. In the Tim of Makos, I wish it out, because of it, in the King of Tamil, I will not let you say, I wish it out, I will not let you say, I will not let you say, I will not let you say, Não enxerga nem para a raiva. Digo que ele está lendo. Estava em tempo meio absolutado. Vou ir com quem dizia com a razão da gente. Não, eu quero trabalhar. Eu tenho mais uma chance só. E com a alma desse trabalho, não tem uma chance de resto. E com os carros só. Ela vai dar. Já as marcas que se não agachas, que se maguejas, a dor. Já dá um leite para a marca. E reconsultem-se esse barulho. Tem o João que eu aposto. O México sabe que ele sempre foi precioso. O México, vai com esse turista. Vagos seus ex, o precioso, o exato visita, o precioso, vidalmente vagos de vixe, próximo, de arrambar, abalajou a gente, na noite, a vez de, deticentes, de dramos ex, o como que me chasse mestre, em me filme de macoso, de muriquê, no titanoeiro, só precioso, vidalmente vagos de vixe, já se vestiu, é como que tu era uma bandeira de cor, só o cheiro de espio, o bebê, o teu teu é de uma cor só. São chaves rei, da chaves natreu, vis-à-vis de esraja, vis-à-vis, não te fez de esraja, só é de bali, é gris, é gris, de ter as dois leite, e bem os xis da, já se vestiu mais, já se vestiu mais, é de times interiores. De ti fechas questo, de rasgou, chique e lixo, e não se vai. But, where is the vicious imagination in the delicious say that the rabba chique is like the rasgo chique? So the shah is ready to say, the rasgo chique is like that, but the rabba chique is not. The rabba chique is like all the other shah. Zeni, bizeni, da avoca de rasgo chemico mati a tu mishas vesto, ava pishi ima deshes chemiki, shima kosa ato in zieta, mi kompo ki ima rambam moi hete ke la shas de kumia, mish kio sha teise sa koski, ha shas ima deshes she ato, boda un zen ima maha, kach yo shi hoi ima rambam, elu ima rasgo chemik di beyo, vi yochi tu neket kola posi. Yochi. Uksoni tenen ma kosi bichoni, אפילו משעס פסטו, אפילו ידע שמחוסו דם פוליטי דם, כן משמע, בדברי הפוסטים, ואין נסכם נסים מקופצה בקסים, זה ידע לו נסים מקופצה בגבור, סיביון הוא מה שנוסף בשם. So, he says, so, this our friend, that כסום נתיר עם מחוס מחוגים יש, ושח, אם ושח, הוא נסמו מחר יותר רמור, and הוא נסמו מחר יותר anybody else. Because the Shach Shita means that no rishi in the world, not even the Rashbo, who is the biggest maker in regard to David Makoso, goes so far as to say that a woman who has a Mako, but doesn't know whether the Mako is a really Mako or not, that she should be able to be David Makoso. So the Shach says that even the Rashbo is Machia in such a case. But even the Shach is made that all the shame will be made in regard to something that a woman can be taken if she has a mako, she can be taken in mako so even if she doesn't know that the mako is a good mako, and even if she found the kesem and the name of Veset itself. In other words, if a woman has a Veset kabua of having a menstrual flow every 25th day, and now she didn't see any time. But on the undergarment, she found a kesef. A kesef. Well, and she knows she has a mako. She doesn't know whether the mako is a big mako. So then, since someone is on the rabbon, she can be tailored. She can be tailored now. Right. Now we left off Sifiyot. What time is it now?
11:35.
Now we have to see Fute. Now this is a very complicated. Horeya Dami Shastashnish Muteres Nishamis Ram Shemis Kishetitoy. מי ומי חי שחשינון חודזים לאחר יוסו כנועס או פמחס ופמיים לבין של פילוסוף, כשכתעדי אפילו אחרס לכל בפרייס, לאו של פילוסוף, ואין צורך בפרייס, לאו של פילו של שיס, לכל מידן מקום הבסן, מרחי של החרזים. Now, it's not so cautious. The moke of this aloche is a goyis mind. So then there is an Islam. So he says, "New mechash hashino chodizim, acha v'yosu, kein roaso pamachas oishri promim b'leivei shal tvure, acha kein, tifres mibayro neishri shal tvurosu, kishetaki atvila acheres, tifres mibayro neishri shal tvurosu, ונצריכו מיופרס נשאי של תביבו שלישיס יכול כמה במקום הפסל ונחשים יכול לזה this is the first one now, this is this הלוח but here the Russian so the Ragoi is my name mentioned the case of Aurelia Pamachas in the British and philosophy let's say in the last year was how it is And then, when base, so she did not see, she did not see Dam Bishastashmish in Aleph Nisan, the Lutri. But, so, she didn't find any Dam. Then, the second night of Nisan, so, that was the second night as a Lutri. The Lutri took place on the first night of Nisan. And so the first night of Nisan there was Bien, there was no Damachas Tashmish. Then the second night of Nisan, so there was also Bien. Then there was Dam. That's the case that Rabbi Ismail discusses. Here the Mechaba doesn't mention. Mechaba should say, if the Mechaba had mentioned the Din of Rabbi Ismail, after Rabbi Ismail is the Mokeya, so you should say like this. Rabbi Damachas Tashmish. Teres, Mishamish, Amshemis, Kishetita. Mimichash Hashim on Chodezine, Acharioso, Kikinguaso, Pamachasu, Pamayim, Bimimbeishem Kuloso. Bimimbeishem Kuloso. That's what the Abba Ismail says. Kishpakiyat, Lachez, Tzvichomuf, Tzvichomufeitz, Bimimbeishem Kuloso. ואין צורך לפרץ ראו של תפילו שלישס that's what Rabbi Ismail says he the Mechaber trust and say כי נבואה סופר מחה סופר מיים ולבין של תפילוס he says ולבין של תפילוס and then the Rosh is awkward what kind of Rosh is it כי נבואה סופר מחה סופר מיים ולבין של תפילוס You should say, Kimwaso Pamachas Pamayim, the real philosopher, the shell, is entirely superfluous. Why did he mention it? It's not grammatically, it's superfluous. You should say, the real philosopher. If so, the Munashmir, Shmuel, so Shaias Achilles and Munashmir, one of the early Achim, before the Chalizdas, I mean the world before the Chalizdas, and before the Tiras Hashem. So the Shaila's Jewish and the Meshmuel says there is Yitoisim. Yitoisim. In other words, so first of all, the Chayyim of Yitoisim there, obviously, this view was taken from the Agos Maimon, and the Agos Maimon mentions the case of Roas of Pamachas of Pamayim, the Umbeish of Yitoisim. That means that Phila was on the first night of Nisim, and she didn't see any Damach Mastashi the first night of Nisim. But the second night of Nisim, she did see Damach Mastashi. She did see Damach Mastashi. So, there's a Agos Maimon, there's the case that Agos Maimon discusses. So, obviously, the Mechaber took it from the Agos Maimon. So, why was he mentioning another case? And then, if the Mechaber wants to mention another case, so you should say, Kineras or Pamahas, or Pamayim, berate yourself. Why berate? Shout yourself. It's incorrect. It's an awkward expression, the language of philosophy. In English, it would be right. You'd say, the night of the theory. But in Russian Jewish, it's not right, you have to say, bewail philosophy, not bewail shell philosophy, not bewail shell philosophy. So the middle that Mashmuel says, there is a place in it. And that's the way it should be. Okay, Dami Shastashi, she tells the Shabbos Stam, she means he should be tired. Mio, Mechaj, Chayshino, Chodesim Nachariosu. She gave Rasa Tamachas Utamayi Birun Shemi Shel Filoso. She can be a Tulacheres Tzriche Nifreis Rim Shemi Shel Filoso. Now here again, Rim Shel Filoso. Why this awkward expression again? So the answer is, there is a Tulacheres here too. The printer, that's what the Mishmuel says, the printer omitted Beis. So in other words, the quote of Mishmuel, the printer was not a sufficient one. In other words, so he thought that there must be a mistake. He didn't understand why was the Mechaba mention Davke, Vilchash Hashim or Chodezim Neachar Yosef, Kevras of Amachas of Amayim, the Rubation Philosopher. Why didn't he mention Bilayim Tilosa? So he assumed that Bilayim Shemi Tilosa is a mistake. So, but he didn't understand. One of Shach, if you take out Bilayim Shemi, you have to take out the Shaltura, because otherwise it's an awkward expression. Then the printer didn't understand. But actually, it was written, the Mechaber wrote, Kirwaso Pamachas and Pamayim, Bilayim Shemi Shaltilosa. And the printer mixed it up. Well, that's the way it should be. And then, so these are ayahs from the Russian. These, not Romish ayahs, it's, from the Russian, by Shell, and then, after all, the dean was taken from Agos Maimon, and Agos Maimon discusses the case of Roasa. Why should we change the example? Why should we change the example? But the Emunah Shmuel argues on the basis of oneness. He says, I really damn just ask you to tell us the Shabbos Hashim. So, the Rosh Hashim, So what does it mean? That means that suppose she'll see it three times that way, then so she will have to be, she'll be a soul. That's how it's mashed. So